Hi, Richard Feidler here, and thanks for downloading this special music conversation. We've had to edit the songs from this podcast in line with Australian copyright law. So if you want to track down the music and hear it in full, you can find the song track titles and artists listed on our website. Go to abc.net.au/conversations. Thank you. Go ahead and enjoy. To take you on a musical voyage of discovery with my guests, the Kransky sisters. Three sisters from the town of Esk in Queensland who travel all over the world singing the songs they've been able to pick up while listening to the wireless. I'll be playing a few of the tracks that have heavily influenced their work, and I've invited them to perform two songs in their own style. Classic disco and rock songs performed the way they were supposed to be, with voice, guitar and singing saw. They are the most spiritually uplifting thing to come out of Australia since the Iced Vovo. And I'm delighted they've taken a moment to spread the gift of music with ABC listeners. Morn, Eve and Dawn Kransky, you're all very welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes.
I would very much like you to perform one of your stage songs. It's a Beyoncé song called The Single Ladies. It's quite a modern song for your repertoire, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite modern by a very modern lady. Yes.
It's a song about marriage. Are you in favour of marriage?
Oh, well, it's good for some, isn't it? And it certainly is something to think about sometimes.
Yes.
But we're all right, you know. Look at Dawn, she's never looked at a man. Look at her, she's happy.
Have you ever considered getting married, any of you?
I should be married first, if there were anyone to be married.
Yes,
I've been saving up in my glory box for years.
Graham Blade, I like him.
Yes, but he works at the local abattoir, and you don't eat meat. Oh. It gives you a rash.
Yes.
All the single ladies, 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 all the single ladies. Up in the club, I just broke up, doing my own little thing. Decided to dip, now I want to trip, cause another brother noticed me. Acting up, drinking my cup, I couldn't care less what you think. Cause I cried my tears for 3 good years, you can't be mad at me. Cause if you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring. Don't treat me to these things of the world. I'm not that kind of girl. My life is what I prefer, what I deserve. All the single ladies, 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 all the single. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring on it. If you like it, put a ring. All the single ladies, 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 all the single.
That's the Kransky sisters performing the Beyoncé song Single Ladies. You've selected some songs now that form part of your repertoire. We're going to hear the original tracks themselves, and the first one you've chosen is Single Bed by Fox, and Nusha Fox, I believe, was the singer in that. Tell me what pleases you about this Nusha Fox song.
Well, you know, single beds are something we remember from childhood, and in fact we're still in our childhood beds, and it makes us feel comfy and homey, you know, and it's nice to remember that single beds have a place in society.
Does Dawn have a single bed she sleeps in?
Oh, yes. She used to sleep in a single bed in the laundry downstairs, but the juice from the meat safe leaked through the kitchen floorboard and rotted it.
Rotted it?
Yes, there was an infestation of redbacks, and so she moved out and lives over in Mrs. Evermore's house, over the fence.
In the laundry?
In the laundry there,
yes.
She likes the sound of the dryer, don't you? E-flat. Yes, it's amazing what you can do.
In the laundry?
Yes, I know. I've seen you dancing in the laundry. That jumping up and down sort of dance.
Well, Maureen, I've seen you do private dancing late at night.
Hmm?
Yes, in your single bed, under the bed covers.
What was that dance?
Oh, it was all because Mrs. Boyle's ferret had jumped in and was trying to find it. It was all over the shop. Yes.
But the door was closed.
Yes, well, it had got in earlier, you know. It eats the crumbs I leave from the toast.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you have fans now? Do you have fans that like to follow you everywhere?
Oh.
That's that big electric one.
Yes, we have a lot of fans. No, they're the house ones. No, we've got other ones. Oh, and they come along sometimes to our shows with plastic bags. Sometimes they put the items in, you know.
Yes, that's right.
We had one friend, he's a lovely man. He came and he has 12 different bags for the different tea towels and magnets. He seals them up, hermetically sealed, and we sign every one of them. Very nice people.
Yes.
Here it is, single bed by Nusha Fox. Single Bed by Fox, one of the tracks specially selected for your pleasure today on Conversations by the Kransky sisters, Eve, Maureen and Dawn Kransky. You've also selected Hot Chocolate Song, a song called You Sexy Thing.
I didn't know where the sexy thing came from.
Wasn't it I Believe in Milko?
No, it's I Believe in Miracles. Oh. And miracles are a good thing, certainly, to believe in, aren't they? And that's why we like the song, because miracles... Well, it's hard to find a miracle anymore, isn't it? You know, you have to have a miracle to find a miracle these days, don't you? You know, some people say that, the fire is a miracle, but it isn't. A fire extinguisher is.
Yes.
Where did you first hear the song?
Well, I heard the song first... It was on the wireless once, and Dawn was in the lounge room, fiddling around with it, as always, trying to turn the knob in the wrong direction. And it came upon quite a modern station, and I couldn't help but move my feet to it, I must say, and thought from then on we would include it.
Does Dawn like to move her feet to the song as well?
Dawn tends to move her feet quite often over in Mrs. Evermore's laundry. I see her darting past a window and I know she's at it again. It's those modern rap dancing things that go on in there.
I Believe in Miracles, Where You From, You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. We're going to play now Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. I love this song. I'm so glad you've chosen it. It's a wonderful thing. When you hear this song, what kind of memories does it bring to mind for you?
Tea and cakes and afternoon times down in the shed. Our mother would send us down in the afternoons when she had her men visit us. She'd close the blinds and we'd go down to the shed at the back. And we'd have our tea and cakes there until our mother let us go back to the house. And we have fond memories of, you know, playing knuckles and sitting playing pick-up sticks and listening to the dogs panting. Our father's brother would bring his greyhounds over and tie them up at the back door so we couldn't get in.
We couldn't get in the back door. Yes,
yes. It was heavy panting, wasn't it?
Yes.
The dogs would do. Yes.
Yes, it was a long walk.
It was a long walk, yes. We used to breed the rabbits for our mother for the black pudding.
The black pudding.
And once we found them in the traps and let them go and bled our fingertips instead. Mother found us out because we'd fainted. The memories, of course, aren't always lovely, but the memories of being together, Eve and I, in the back shed, just chatting and spending time together, and not having to do the chores under Mother's authority.
And was Dawn with you in that shed?
She was at TAFE Toowoomba at the time. She was allowed to learn the tuba. Her father paid for it.
Who paid for it?
Was her father your father?
No. Our father was a different person. We didn't like our Uncle Rowley at all.
Afternoon Delights, the Starland Vocal Band, one of the songs selected by the wonderful Kransky Sisters. This song's a personal favourite of mine, and I love the way they do this song, Long Way to the Top. I love this song. Was this an important song for you when you were growing up?
Yes, well, it is a long way to the top, isn't it? And I think everyone likes to go up the mountain in life, don't they? Be it sitting in the garden watching the wasps, or, you know, looking at the moon. It's always nice to go to your top in your mind, in your dreams, isn't it? And so that is one side, and of course the other is that it describes all our travels around the countryside. You know, we've been stolen from and been in situations where the odd TV's gone out the window in the motel.
Into the swimming pool.
Yes, you don't have to talk about it further.
Long Way to the Top from the Kransky Sisters.
Riding down the highway, going to a show, stopping all the byways, playing rock and roll, getting robbed, getting stoned, getting beat up, broken boned, getting had, getting took. I tell you folks, it's harder than it looks, it's a long way to the top,
if you want a rock end.
Playing in a band. It's a long way to the top if you wanna rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you wanna yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. If you think it's easy doing one night stands,
try playing in a rock and roll band.
If you wanna.
Kransky Sisters with Long Way to the Top. If you want to rock and roll, the classic AC/DC song done right here on this program by Eve Morn and Dawn Kransky. That is such a rollicking version of that song. Does it make you perspire to perform a song with such intensity and passion like that?
Oh, well, I suppose it does a little bit, yes. But it can make us smile, can't it?
Yes. Dawn got sweaty.
Yes, but that's because she ate all those Chico rolls before the show. You shouldn't eat fat. It's greasy.
It's been such a pleasure having you on the program, and I'm so glad you could grace me with your presence today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, yes.
Is Richard
up? So we didn't bring a present for Richard. We should have brought him.
Present.
Yes.
Is Richard
a husband? He just mentioned them, and I don't know.
Is Richard a husband?
I don't know. I wonder.
Do you ladies have a website?
Oh, they've got one on the veranda and two in the outhouse. Yes.
Do you have anything on the internet?
Oh, the internet, yes. Mrs. Boyle, our neighbour, has one of those large typewriters with a screen that she uses to bring us news and messages.
Yes.
And, yes, from the things.
Oh, Maud, that reminds me. Mrs. Boyle came around with a message for you.
What?
From RSVP. What's RSVP?
That would be Royal Service for the Very Patient. Royal Service for the Very Patient. Oh, yes.
There's a message there for you.
Yes. Oh, you don't have to. Yes, I'll deal with it later. Yes, and she certainly, Mrs. Boyle, likes to collect our letters from people and tells us what people have said. Yes.
And sometimes it says where we're going to.
Yes, so on the station she's made, you can find where we're going. Yes.
You've been listening to a podcast of Conversations with Richard Feidler. For more information and interviews, visit abc.net.au/conversations.